And David received of her hand that which she brought. And he said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I've hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in the house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. You see, this man, he had a big night. He was a swinger. But he sobered up the next morning, and it's the morning after the night before, and he's really got a headache and a heartache, too. That heart becomes as stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, and he died. He had a heart attack, friends. You see, it's well that God intervened, because David would have been red with murder. And God didn't want it that way, and Abigail didn't want it that way. Now what's he going to do? There's a beautiful widow that lives in the desert of Paran. What do you think David's going to do now? She's the only woman that ever did him well, I would say, that was a blessing to him. Now notice verse 39, and when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord. And actually there's a little personal feeling in this. That hath pleased the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. You know, she said when she came to David, says, Don't forget us, says, Remember thine handmaid. And David couldn't forget her. You know why? Well, she had appealed to the best in him, and she advised him, and he knew that advice was right, and he knew that he loved her. I think it was love at first sight. And now David recognizes the hand of God, and God can use beauty, and he thanks her for advice. And now we find that when they stood there that day, there were two great souls that stood in the presence of each other. And now that this man's dead, why, what happens? Why, he goes down and he asks her to become his wife. And you know what happened? She did. And so this is the beginning now of the life of David as a rugged soldier. This marks it, by the way. And now something else takes place. God didn't approve of it. This is not the reason that he's a man after God's own heart. But we're told here that David, verse 43, also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter David's wife, to Phaltith, son of Laish, which was of Galim. And this is the beginning of a life of David, and it was a life of sin. It entered into his life, friends. He was a rugged man, and it was a life that later on of murder. And when we get to it, I think I can offer an explanation. I'm sure that's satisfactory, but it didn't keep David from being a sinner that he was. And somebody says, well, how could David say he's a man after my own heart? Well, let's understand one thing. God said to David, you can't do the thing that you really want to do, and that is build a temple. God would not permit him to do that. And that was the thing upon David's heart that he wanted to do above all else, but God wouldn't permit him to do that. And then when David sinned, God did put the lash on his back and never took it off his back.